Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Chav Vav. We are holding on Daf Chav Vav Amar Aleph at the Mishnah on the top of the page. Thank you, Alicia, again for giving the daf over the past few days while I was in England. And today's share is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, an honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas' mother, Golda Bas Simcha Shalom. We thank you very much for continuing to sponsor the daf each and every day. So Kiddushin Daf Chav Vav is one of the most yusavistic daf in all of Shas as far as kinyanim are concerned. The whole parak is about kinyanim and the darkei kinyanim of different things, but we're going to discuss, the Mishnah is going to discuss the concept of how one can be kona karka, but not only that one could, and how one can be kona metaltalin, and that sometimes you could use a kinyan karka to be kona metaltalin, and that's referred to, that's called a kinyan agav, that once you're kona the karka, you could be kona metaltalin together with the karka when you make a kinyan on the karka. So the Gemara is going to first talk about the source for shtar being a kinyan, and the ekach sefer amikna, but only applies that to a matana or maybe to a mecher as well if the seller is eager to get rid of it. So we're going to talk about when shtar works as a valid kinyan and when that source works as a source for kinyan shtar. Then the Gemara is going to discuss two opinions on the source for kinyan chazaka. Where do we learn kinyan chazaka from? Then the Gemara is going to talk about the source for kinyan meshicha, assuming that meshicha is da'oraisa, that when one is kona metaltalin with meshicha, if we assume that that's da'oraisa, what is the source for it? And then, starting on the bottom of the page, going through the entire Amud Beis and a little bit of tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to have five different rayas, whether you need Siborin u'Menachin, that when a person does a kinyan of karka to be kona metaltalin together with the karka, does the metaltalin need to be on the karka at the time that you're being kona it? Or can you just have the metaltalin wherever? The metaltalin could be somewhere else, and as long as you make a kinyan on that karka, the metaltalin is going to go along with it. So that's going to be a discussion, a question, and we're going to have five different rayas as to whether you need Siborin u'Menachin, whether it needs to all be piled up on the karka in order for the kinyan to work for the metaltalin that's going along with that karka. So let's begin at the Mishnah on the top of Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph. So all of the previous Mishnayos discuss the darkei kinyan of an Isha, of an Eved Ivri, of an Eved Kanani, of a Behema. So now we get down to it. How do you buy things? How does a person buy property? How does a person acquire other items? So nechasim sheish la machrayus, when there is karka, which are nechasim, that there's a chrayus, there's a guarantee for all of your chavos, come with is in the form of karka, meaning that that's not going anywhere and it backs up every all of your chavos. It serves as a guarantee for any chov that a person has, because it's the most certain thing to be there. You know, it's not going anywhere. So those kinds of things can be, which means karka, are niknin bekesef, uvishtar, uvichazaka. There are three ways to make kinyanim on karka. One of them is by giving money as payment for the karka. Some say the kesef doesn't have to come as payment for the karka and as the value of the mekach, but even kesef that you give stam in order just to make for the kinyan, meaning not that I'm giving the kesef as payment for, but I'm just giving the kesef as a form of kinyan. So it's not that it's like a down payment even for that. Let's say I'm buying $1 million piece of karka and I give $100 bill. So it's not that that's $100 toward the karka, but that's $100 I'm giving for the sake of kinyan. Whereas others say, no, it's a tashlum. It's a payment for the karka. Certainly by an isha, it's not a payment for. It's obviously only a derech hakinyan because you're not paying for the isha. But over here we're talking about karka. So anyway, so it's nikkur b'kesef. Also with the shtar, that the mocher writes a shtar to the kona that he is being makna the karka to him. And b'chazaka, you do some sort of action that shows, that reflects a sense of bailus in the karka. You dig in the field a little bit. You lock the fence to the field. You unlock the fence, or you breach the fence. Things like that show a certain bailus in the karka. Now the reason the Mishnah doesn't mention that karka is also nikna b'chalipin is because our Mishnah is not mentioning those types of kinyanim that also work for metaltalin. That's what the Tosas Rid points out, that you can be called a karka with chalipin as well. Chalipin is like this type of kinyan that works for everything, and we're trying to identify the kinyanim that work for karka, but not for metaltalin. The Gemara said something very similar on Chaf Beis and Beis as to why it doesn't mention kinyan chalipin among the kinyanim that you could be konan eved kanani with. So you could assume that idea applies over here as well. Now shein la machrais, when you have nechasim shein la machrais, namely metaltalin, which can be destroyed and could be lost, and there's no achrayus, there's no guarantee for your chovos through the metaltalin, ein niknin ela b'mashicha. The only way to be kona them is by drawing them, by pulling them into your rishus. The Rashi Masechta Babasa points out that this is a kinyan mida oraisa according to Reish Lakish, and according to the Rabbi Yochanan, it's a kinyan mida rabbanan. The Meiri lists off the ways to be kona metaltalin, and he writes that there's chirus makom, there's chalipin, there's agav karka, there's kelev shalokeach, there's Chatzer, there's Hagbah, there's Mashicha, there's Mesira, there's Zikoy El Deacher, there's Odisa, and he says from the fact that the Mishnah says that it's Eidik Nemel of Mashicha, it's only coming to exclude Kesachar Chazaka, meaning it's not really only B'Mashicha. There are like a million ways you could be called a Metaltlin. It's just trying to say Kesachar Chazaka. Now, that is not the first type of Kinyan that I would have thought of when I would think about being Kona Metaltlin. First one I would have thought of is Hagbah, meaning you pick it up and then it becomes yours. So the reason it doesn't mention that is because our Mishnah is talking about the types of objects that you can't easily pick up. So therefore, if it's the derech b'hagbah, they're not nikna b'mashich, they're only nikna b'hagbah. Our Mishnah is talking about the type of thing that it's not the derech b'hagbah, it's too heavy to pick up. You can't pick up a cow, so you pull it toward you and it starts walking toward you. So that's mashicha. The Ran writes that the Mishnah is coming to really just be m'ma'it kesef shtar chazaka, and not Hagbah or Mesira. The fact that it mentions Meshicha is because Rov Kinyani Metaltalin are done by Meshicha. Another reason that it's mentioned Meshicha is because according to Reish Lakish, that's the Kinyan that's Mefurish B'Torah. And even according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Midar Raisa Ma'us Konos, Meshicha is the Iker Hakniya, because it's through that there's no more Chashash that the Mocher is going to say to the Kona that Nisruv Uchitecha Ba'aliyah, that whatever you purchased got destroyed, and I'm sorry, I can't deliver on it. So from there we learn, it's through Meshicha that we learn Hagbah and Mesira. But Meshicha is the core kinyan of Kinyani Metaltalin. So that's the way, that's how the Rishonim deal with this issue. Now, the Mishnah is a little bit not meduyak. Rabbi Kiva Eger points out in his Chidushim that the klal of the Mishnah is not really, I mean, the way the Mishnah makes the klal is that we're distinguishing between nechasim she yesh lehem achrayus and nechasim she ein lehem achrayus. Avadim, according to Rav Nachman, Baba Kama Daf Yud Beis, are considered nechasim she ein lehem achrayus, and nevertheless, the way to make a kinyan and an eved is kesher shtar chazaka. So it has kinyan ekarka, even though it's ein lehem achrayus. So the Rashash writes that the din that avadim are nikna bekesef b'shtar b'chazaka, we already said previously on Daf Chav Beis, our Mishnah, avadim are included with nechasim shein l'machrayus to tell me that they're also nikna b'mashicha. Meaning, in a chinami, avadim are not part of the klal are not part of the first half of the klal in our Mishnah. They're part of the second half of the klal in our Mishnah. Meaning, they are included in this klal. They are nechasim shein l'machrayus, and therefore they are also. So nikna b'mashicha, says the Rashash. We already learned in a previous Mishnah that they're nikna because of Shar b'chazaka. So our Mishnah is not coming to teach me that. Okay, so now says the Mishnah, even though metaltalin can only be acquired through mashicha, hagbah, that type of thing, and not through kesef shtar chazaka, there is another way to become a metaltalin. Nechasim she'en l'machrayis niknim im nechasim she'esh l'machrayis. You could be kona metaltalin together with karka because of shtar chazaka. When you do one of the kinyanei karka, that's what we call a kinyan agav, that the metaltalin is nikneh agav the karka. So once we tell me that the metaltlin become tafel to the karka when it comes to the kinyan, the Mishnah adds that sometimes the karka becomes tafel to the metaltlin. It's a two-way street, that just like when it comes to a kinyan, the kinyan karka will spill over on the metaltlin also, and will work for the metaltlin. A chiyuv to take a shavua on metaltlin can spill over onto karka. And now you're going to have, even though the rule is ein nishba'in ala karkaos, if a person is chayiv a shavua for a tevia of karkaos, you don't have to swear. But if he's chayiv a shavua on a tevias metaltlin, so he'll have to swear on the karka agav the shavua that he's taking for the metaltlin. So now the Mishnah had said at the very beginning that karka could be nikna bekesef. So the Gemara tries to figure out bekesef midalan. Where do we find that there's such a din of kinyan kesef? Now, by stay Ephron, by Maris HaMachpela, Pasuk says Nasati kesef hasada kach mimeni. So, but maybe that's only by a nachri, where a nachri doesn't have other kinyanim. That's what Tosus points out. Meaning, that's why the Gemara ignores the obvious source. Right, the most obvious source would have been by kicha from stay Ephron, where it says kesef. That brings us back to Daf Beza Med Aleph. Right, that would have been the most obvious source, but that involved a nachri. We want to know about kinyanim of a Yisrael. So, b'kesef minalan, amr chizkiya, amr kra, sados b'kesef yiknu. Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, that the sados and the karkaos are nikna b'kesef. It's beferish. Sada, that's karka, and b'kesef yiknu. You could be caught in that with kesef. So there you have a kinyan kesef. Says where it's not so beferish. Ve'ema adi ikashtar. Maybe karka is only nikna b'kesef if you also have a shtar that goes along with it. Tichsiv, because the pasuk says, in the hem of the pasuk, v'chasov b'sefer v'chasom, that we learn from there that maybe that you need also v'chasov b'sefer v'chasom. You also need a shtar. That kesef will work in conjunction with a shtar, but not independent of a shtar. So answers the Gemara, no. Iksiv yiknu l'basof. If the pasuk would have had the word yiknu after it mentions shtar, you know, and it would have said sados b'kesef v'chasov b'sefer v'chasom yiknu, that with kesef and with shtar, then yiknu, then kedgamrit, then you'd be 100% correct. Then you would need kesef and shtar. But hashu d'chsiv yiknu me'ikara. But now that it says yiknu at the very beginning, before it mentions the kinyan shtar, and after it mentions kinyan kesef, so we see kesef kani shtar raya bi'almahu, that in this pasuk the role of the kesef is what makes the kinyan. The shtar that you write afterwards is not a shtar kinyan; it's a shtar raya that the mocher gives the kona a shtar as a raya that the kinyan was in fact made. It's an important distinction: a shtar raya and a shtar kinyan. Right? We have this in halacha. Not only about a shtar, there are other. There's edim that serve as a raya and edim that serve as a kinyan when it comes to ishus. Right? Sometimes you have edim that can verify what happened. That's most often the role of edim. They verify: did this happen or did that happen? But by kiddushin or by gittin, the Edom are not only verifying that it happened, it doesn't happen without the Edom. It can't be without the Edom. The Edom are what makes it happen. So just like we have by a shtar over here, that there's such a thing as a shtar raya and a shtar kinyan, that sometimes a shtar is just there to prove, so I could have evidence that this is mine and not yours. And sometimes the shtar is what makes the kinyan. Like a get is a shtar kinyan that could then turn into a shtar raya if she holds on to it, so then it will be proof that she's divorced. But at the very moment that it's given, if she rips it up as soon as she gets it, or 10 minutes after she gets it, so she's still divorced. It's a shtar kinyan. So we have such a thing as a shtar kinyan, shtar raya. We have such a thing as edim that serve edus l'kiyum adavar, is what we call edus kinyan, is edus l'kiyum adavar, versus edus l'birur adavar, is what we call edi raya. You even have such a thing when it comes to a Sanhedrin, that sometimes Sanhedrin is there. The role is to clarify what the halacha is. Two people come to a beis din, they have an argument, so they clarify exactly what the halacha is. But then you have emo sifan ali irvala azaros hal bebeis din shel shivim ve'echad, that you can only add, you know, area to the ear to Yerushalayim and to kedushas Yerushalayim. What they're paskening? They're taking a survey. They didn't. Oh, we didn't realize Yerushalayim ends here and not there. No, they knew where Yerushalayim ended. They knew where the azaros ended. They knew exactly what emo sifan ali irvala azaros means. In order to make it happen, you need the authority of a beis din.
beis din. Not that it's a psak. It's a star. It's a beis din lekiyum hadavar. It's not a beis din lebirur hadavar. So you have like that in those three areas. But over here we have it by a star. So the Gemara is saying, how do I know that this star described in the pasuk is a star kinyan? It's probably not a star kinyan based on the placement of the word yiknu, and therefore the kesef is a kinyan. The star is a classic star. It's a star raya. So since karka is the Gemara brings Rav holds that sometimes karka is not nikna b'kesef. It's dafka with the star kinyan. Amar Rav lo shanu al makom she'in kosvin as a star. Kesef only works to be kona karka in a place where at the time that they sell the karka, they're not in the habit of writing a star on the karka. Meaning that's what they do. They use kesef. Aval makom she'kosvin as a star, but in a place where they're in the habit of writing a star at mechiras karka, lo kana. Then you're not kona with kesef until you also write a star, because a lokeach is not gomer bedaito to be kona the karka without a star, and therefore you would need a star as well. So the Gemara adds that even in a place where they do write a star, there are some times that kesef alone is still going to work. The parish, if the lokeach says that he has the choice to be kona with, he tries to set up the situation where he's going to have the choice to be kona with either kesef or star, parish, then that works. He's allowed to make such a stipulation that one or the other, as he pleases, should work for him. Ki ha, the Ravi di Baravin, like the story was with Ravi di Baravin, Kizavin Ara, when he purchased karka, Omar, he told the sellers of the karka, Iba'ina b'kaspa ikni, Iba'ina b'shtari ikni, that if I want to be able to be kona with kesef, and if I so desire, I want to be able to be kona with the shtar that you're going to write for me. Why? Iba'ina b'kaspa ikni, if I choose, I want to be able to use kesef as the form of kinyan, dibisul medelam tzisadrisu, that if you want to back out on the kinyan, as soon as the kesef changes hands, no, you're not able to back out of the kinyan because because I already paid, and therefore the kinyan is already there. Even though we have not yet had time to write a shtar, and you have not yet given me a shtar, I can say that I wanted to be kona with kesef, and therefore the kinyan is already done, and it's too late for you to back out. The karka belongs to me. You cannot be mevatel the mekach. V'ibeina b'shtari ikni, but if I choose, and if I so desire, I want to be kona with a shtar, di'ibina l'madradrina bi, that if I decide to back out of the mekach after I already gave the kesef, then I should be able to, and I should be able to say, no, I'm only being kona this with a shtar. So I want to be able to have the upper hand regardless, meaning in terms of whether if one of us changes our mind, that I want to have the right to change my mind. I don't want you to have the right to change your mind. So one or the other is going to work as the kinyan. The Minchas Chinuch, the Mitzvah Shin Lamed Vav, quotes from Tosos Maseches Ksubos that by karka, there's a concept of a misha para, that when you purchase with kesef in a place where they write a shtar, that you purchase as far as the misha para is concerned, and he said that's what Ravidi mentions in his Tanai, that if he wants he could be chozerbo in order that he shouldn't be subject to a misha para if he in fact is chozerbo. That's what he was saving himself, because misha para means that there's a terrible curse on a person who backs out on his word. That if a person guarantees that he's going to do something and then he doesn't do it under certain circumstances, there's a concept that misha para me'anshei dara mabul me'anshei dara flaga is going to be nifra from such a person who backs out on his word. So that's what he was trying to avoid over here. Now the Mishnah said that nechasim sheish lemachayas on niknu b'kesef ubishtar. Second kinyan is shtar. So min Allah, how do I know that you could be kone karka with a shtar? So again, there are three kinyani karka. We already gave the source for one of them. The source for kesef was a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, sados b'kesef yiknu, and we know that that pasuk meant only kesef, not shtar. The shtar in that pasuk should not confuse you. That's only a raya bialma. But how do I know you can actually be kone with a shtar? So now we're on to the second of the kinyanim. So if you can say it's because the pasuk in Yirmiyahu says that Kodesh Baruch Hu said to him after the Churban, there's still going to be time to purchase the sados v'chasav v'sefer v'chasom v'aid edim, meaning they should write a shtar for the purchasing of the fields v'amrit. But didn't we say in the previous sugya that shtar that's referred to in that pasuk is shtar raya bi'almahu, that it's not a shtar kinyan, it's just a shtar raya? At the beginning of the pasuk, it spoke about the kinyan. It's spoke about Kesef, which was the Kinyan. So you can't learn from that pasuk that Shtar works as a derech of Kinyanei Karka. So Ella Mehacha must be that the idea that Karka could be Nikram Shtar is learned from a different pasuk in Yirmiyahu. The way earlier in the same parak in Yirmiyahu, Ve'ekach es Sefer HaMikneh, that the Shtar that Yirmiyahu purchased Karka with is described as the Sefer HaMikneh. So we see that it's the Shtar that is the Kinyan. The Shtar is what made the Kinyan. So we learn from there that you could be Kona Karkaos with a Shtar. Now, even though it also says in that pasuk that he paid for it, but the Kinyan is with the Shtar, because the Shtar is called the Sefer HaMikneh. That's what the Rishonim point out. The Ritva writes that it's mashma that really you could have said the Yirmiyahu was kona the sada with only kesef. The raya that karka is niknas b'shtar is from the lashon of the pasuk that it's called a sefer mikneh. It's not from the episode that happened that he had a sefer that he had a shtar, because he could have had a shtar, but the shtar serves the same role as the shtar in the previous pasuk that we quoted. It's just the raya b'alma. No, it's that sefer mikneh. It's that we refer to a shtar as a sefer. So that means that it's something that makes kinyanim. Amar Shmuel, so the Gemara limits the kinyan shtar, that lo shanu el b'shtar matana. The Mishnah only says that shtar works as a kinyan when you give karka as a matana. So you makin it to somebody else by giving him a shtar, because there is no payment. So therefore, you go with the shtar as the derech hakinyan. Aval b'mecher, but if it's a shtar mecher, when you sell a field to somebody, lo kana achitin lo damim, then you need to have money that changes hands, because since the mocher is not gomer bedaito to be makna, as long as he hasn't received money, the shtar is not going to do it. You're going to need the actual money to change hands. So the Gemara asks from a brisa that seems like it's against Shmuel. So Masav Rav Amnuna b'shtar ketzad, how does the shtar work for a kinyan of sados of karka? Kosov lo, the mocher writes to the lokech al niyar or al cheres. He writes on a piece of paper or on a piece of pottery. Afal pi she'in bahem shava pruta, even though the paper or the pottery itself is not worth a shava pruta, and he writes sadai mechurilach that I'm selling you my field, or if he's giving a matana, sadai nesunilach, I'm giving you my field as a matana. Either one, oze, whether he's selling it or whether he is giving it, hareza mechur nesuna, that's a matter, that's a nesina, one or the other. So you see from here that shtar works for a kinyan, bein b'mecher, bein b'matana. So don't tell me that a shtar only works b'matana when there's no money that changes hands. It says b'feirish, sadei mechura, or sadei nesuna, that it works for either one. So who mosiv lav, who mefarik lav, the same Rav Hamnuna who issued this challenge, he's the one that answered this challenge. B'mocher sadeu mepnei ra'asa. So there are two answers. Answer number one is Rav Hamnuna's answer, that the case is where you're selling the field because you're trying to unload it. It's a terrible field, and therefore you're just looking to get rid of it, so you're happy to give it with a shtar even before the guy has paid for it, in order that he shouldn't be able to back out. You just want the kinyan to be done so that you know that this is off of your hands. So therefore you're gomer umakna. The whole reason that shtar doesn't work by a mecher normally is because you don't have yishav adas until you get paid for it. But if you're trying to get rid of this thing, so you want the shtar to be binding. But by other mechiros, Shmuel's going to hold that the shtar would not work it would not work as the loan form of kinyan, because the mocher doesn't have a gemir das. Whereas Ravashi gives a different teretz to answer this challenge from the Brisa. Maybe we misunderstood the Brisa. We thought the Brisa was talking about two different cases, Sadai Mechurilach, or in a different case, Sadai Nesunilach. That either one case where I'm selling the field, or the other case where I'm giving the field. B'matana Bikesh Litnala. Maybe you intend to give the field as a matana. V'lama Kasavla Lashon Mecher. Why would you write Sadai Mechurilach? Meaning it's really one case. Sadeh Mechurilach, Sadeh Mechurilach is the same case. It's the same field. And you're really giving it as a matana. You only say Sadeh Mechurilach Kedei Liapos Eskocho, in order to give an extra koach to the Makabel to say that he's to accept upon yourself Achrayus for this matana. That if a Baal Chov is going to go to the recipient of this matana and try to collect the karka, so you should he'll have the right, the recipient of the matana will have the right to come back to you you and receive compensation for that. Receive a different field as if it was a mechira. Because when you sell karka, you sell it with achrayus. When you give a matana, it's not normally with achrayus. So the way to be mekabel achrayus on a matana is to use a lashon mecher in the matana. And that's what the case must be. And therefore, what the Gemara seems to be saying, seems to be concluding, is that in a normal case, shtar, in fact, does not work as a form of kinyan. It's a shtar only works as a form of kinyan when it is a matana. But when doing a purchase, in a normal case of a mecher, shtar would not work as a form of a kinyan. And now, ube chazaka. The third type of kinyan is chazaka. Minalan, how do I know the karka is nikneis bechazaka? So amar chizkia, amar kra, the pasuk says in Yirmiyo, that Gedaliah ben Achikam said to those who remained in Eretz Yisrael after Galus Bavel, "Ushvu ba'arechem asher tefastem." So we understand, "Bamet tefastem." What does it mean to dwell in your cities that you were tofes? What is it? How were you tofes? How were you zochen it? Be yeshiva by ushvu ba'arechem, by living in those cities. That was the kinyan. So you see, chazaka works as a just living there, doing living there things. Works as a form of kinyan. Debei Rabbi Shmuel, Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel learned from a different source that Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael about kibush haaretz, v'yirashtem osa, v'yishaftem ba. So b'me yirashtem, how is one yoresh Eretz Yisrael? How is one kona Eretz Yisrael? V'yeshiva, by living in Eretz Yisrael. That is a kinyan chazaka. So we see that a kinyan chazaka works for karka. The Marit and the Pnei Yeshur raised the question that Eretz Yisrael was divided with a goral, and each person was zocha alpi the goral, so they didn't really need a kinyan chazaka. So how can you bring a raya from the original conquest of Eretz Yisrael? So Pnei Yeshua says that they were cholik Eretz Yisrael, but not that there were parts of Eretz Yisrael that there were not nischalik begoral, because mishasa goral, until they were cholik bepoel, where there was a long amount of time, and there were some people that died in the interim. So their yorshim were zocha in their chelek through chazaka, because they're and also bnei gad bnei ruvein were mosir al chelkam ba'aretz as well. So there were certain things that were not covered by the goral. So whatever was not covered by the goral still needed a kinyan. That's how he's miyashiv. So what was that kinyan? Virashim osa v'yishavtem ba. It was a kinyan chazaka. Now we go to the majority of the daf discusses the following. V'sheinam machrayis ein. I'm sorry, it was not still up there. Then we said that metalton is only kona with meshicha. You're only kona metalton with meshicha. Minolan, how do I know that metalton is only kona with meshicha? D'chsiv v'chisim kru mimkar la amisecha o kona miyad amisecha davra nikna miyad liyad. That we keep using the word miyad. So the word miyad tells me that that's how you're kona something, by taking it in your hand, by being moshechit. So the Gemara explains the Mishnah according to Reish Lakish that Mashiach works b'metaltel min haTorah. So Gemara says it tries to figure out, okay, well, how's Rabbi Yochanan going to understand that? Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Mashiach does not work on metaltel min haTorah. Well, Rabbi Yochanan damer dvar Torah ma'os kona. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that only money is kona min haTorah. That min haTorah Mashiach is not what's kona metaltel, because the pasuk says by Pidyon Hegdish, it says v'nasana kesef v'kam lo. So that's what Rashi quotes. That's the source for Yochanan, that Ma'os Konos. Other Rishonim bring different sources, but either way, he holds that not Mashiach, but it's Ma'os. So Michael and Meimar, is the Mishnah teaching us that King Mashiach is Konam in HaTorah against Rabbi Yochanan? So the Gemara explains that no, Tana Takanta Drabanan Katani. The Tana is only telling me a Takana Drabanan of how to be Konam Etaltalin, and that's through Mashiach. That Mashiach was the Takana Drabanan. The reason they were Mevatel Kinyan Kesef is because they were Choshesh, that if a person is going to buy an object by paying for it without actually taking possession of it, then the mocher is no longer going to guard the object, is no longer going to protect the object. So I'm going to sell you valuable things. You gave me the money, so I'm happy. You gave me the money, now it's yours. I have no responsibility for it. And therefore, when you come and say, where's the stuff? And I'm taking delivery. Remember, we did the sale yesterday. I'm taking delivery today. Oh, delivery. It all got burnt. It all got destroyed. It wasn't my problem. It was already yours. So we said, no, the kinyan is only going to be midrabanan. when you take it into your possession. Now we get to the topic that covers the majority of the daf. Nechasim she'ein lamachrais. The Mishnah had said that metaltim could be nikna with kinyani karka if you're being koneh together with karka. And that's what we know as kinyan agav. So minani mili, where do I learn a kinyan agav from? Amra chiski adam akra, because the pasuk says about what Yehoshaphat gave to his children, ve'yiten lahem avihem matanos, that he gave them matanos, rabos, chas, v'zav, v'mugdanos, im are mitzuros b'Yehuda. He gave them these matanos, which the pasuk describes as kesef, zahav, mugdanos, and he gave it to them, im are mitzuros b'Yehuda, together with are mitzuros b'Yehuda. So he was makna the metaltalin, together with the karka. So there, from there we see, kinyan agav. So the Gemara raises the question, ibayiluhu, bin and sivurim, alone. Do you require that the metaltalin that you're being kona, agav the karka, be piled up in the karka? Or maybe not. Maybe even the metaltalin is not on the karka. It's still nikna agav the karka. So the Gemara is going to have five rayas. So raya number one. Amar Rav Yosef Tashma. Let's bring a raya from a Mishnah Maseches Peah. Rabbi Kiva Omer karka kol shehu. The tiniest amount of karka has the following dinim. Chayavas bepeah. If it grows grain, and no matter how small a piece of land, you have to leave off a corner for the aniyim, even if it's just one little stalk. Uva bikurim. And if you grew the shivas aminim in that land, even though it's a very tiny amount, you have to be mafresh bikurim and bring it to Yerushalayim. Last week's parsha, v'lichtov ala prusbul. And you also have to write a prusbul on, you're able to write a prusbul, rather, on when you're a landowner, and that's considered that you're a landowner if you own even the tiniest piece of karka. And not only that, liknos ima nechasim she'en lehem achrayus, that works to be kona metaltal and agav the land. That even a karka kol shuhu can be used as the karka on which you make the kinyan, through which the kinyan on metaltal is also going to work. Ooh, so that's araya. V'yam et bin and siburim, if you're going to tell me that whatever metaltal you're being kona has to be piled up in the land, so kol shuhu l'may chazi, what's karka kol shuhu? What can you put in a karka kol shuhu? What kind of metaltalin would fit in a karka kol shehu? So it must be that it doesn't need to be piled in the land, and I'm buying metaltalin that's very large and a huge amount of metaltalin, warehouses of wheat, let's say, but through this karka kol shehu, because the wheat doesn't need to be piled on this karka kol shehu. It could be somewhere else. So the Gemara rejects this raya. Says the Gemara, Targuma Rav Shmuel Barbisna, Kamed Rav Yosef. Rav Shmuel Barbisna was miyashiv, and he was masbir the Mishnah in front of Rav Yosef, that even if you say that it does have to be tziborim bekarka, it goes shenot, it's b'machat. It could very well be talking about that you're being kona a machat, a needle, and the needle fits in a karka kol shehu. So now you're kona the metaltalin with agav the kinyan that you made on the karka. Amalei Rav Yosef, kavasta nichpotan la sheminan machat. What are you driving me nuts? You're making me, you're causing me tzar. That's a rashi tziartani. When he calls him kavasta, and that's what he means. That you're making me crazy with such ridiculous things. Yeah, a person is going to, the Tana is going to go to great lengths to describe how to become a machat. I mean, it's not, machat's not worth anything. So people need to know how to become a machat. So Ravashi, man lemelan de lotalaba marganisa de shavya alfazuze. Well, the machat could have on the head of the pin that you stick in that karka, there could be a gem that's worth el of zuz. So therefore, yeah, the Tana needs to tell me how I could become a very valuable diamond by putting it on top of that machat. So now that's raya number one. So raya number one is, how do I know does it need to be tzvor menachin or not? So raya number one we thought was that it does not need to be, because we said even a karka kol shu can be used, but the Gemara rejected that raya because karka kol shu could be used for valuable metaltalin even if the metaltalin does need to be piled on the karka. So now we move on to raya number two. Tashima will bring a raya to one of these tzadim in the Shaila. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Maisa b'Madoni Echad. There was a person that came from a place called Madon, Shahaya b'Yerushalayim, and he happened to have been in Yerushalayim. Shailo metaltlin harbe bikesh litnam b'matana. He had a lot of metaltlin, and he wanted to give that metaltlin as a matana. I guess he didn't want to schlep everything back. He didn't want to check suitcases on his way home, so he wanted to give away all of his metaltlin. So Amar lo, ein lo takana at sheikne melgabe karka. The only way to be makna them is to do it agav gav the karka that he's going to be makne to them. However, he didn't have karka, so ma'a, so what did he do? I mean, that would be the easiest way to transfer the metaltin, because it was such an enormous amount of metaltin. So what did he do? Halach v'lakach bayis sela. He went and he bought a tiny piece of karka the size of a coin called a sela, samach l'Yerushalayim, near Yerushalayim, v'amer. And he said, Tzvoni zeh l'ploni. The north side of this karka goes to ploni. V'imo me'atzon me'achavios. And together with that, I'm giving him 100 sheep and 100 barrels, v'meis. And then he died without doing any other kinyanim. V'kim v'stavarav. And the Chum said, that works, that works. He did a kinyan agav. So all that tzon and all that all those chavios belong to this fellow. But v'yamr bin siburin ba base sela the maychazi. But if all the metaltlin needs to be piled in the karka, doesn't seem like that happened over here. If the whole piece of karka was only the size of a coin, so there's no way there's 100 sheep and 100 barrels piled in a piece of karka the size of a coin. So and you can't tell me that you put a pin in it and then you piled the sheep on top of the pit. That wouldn't work either. So mi savrit base sela sela mamish. No, we misunderstood the case. You think this Madoni man bought a piece of karka the size of a coin called the sela? My sela dinafish tuva. It means that it was a large piece of land and they could fit 100 sheep and 100 barrels. But my karli sela, why did they call it a base sela? Tekashi kasela. It was a piece of karka that was not roughly for planting or for doing any farm work. It was a very hard land and therefore it was called base sela. It was hard like a sela. Why did he buy such land? Because he was only using this land as a mechanism through which to do a kinyan. So he didn't want expensive land. He wanted the cheapest land he could find. So he found cheap land outside of Yerushalayim that you couldn't do anything with. So it's not a raya from the Brisa of the Metaltim's Nikna Agav Karka that it does not need to be Tziborim. Maybe it does need to be Tziborim, and in this case the taka was Tziborim. So now we move on to raya number 3. Tashema, says Mar, I'll bring you another raya to this issue whether you need Tziborim Menachem or not. Dom Rav Yudot Marav, Maisa Badam Echad. There was a maisa of a particular person that needed to do a maisa kinyan in order to be makna his objects to somebody else. And there was a machlokas what the matzav of this person was. Some say, shechala b'Yerushalayim, that he was ill and he was about to die in Yerushalayim, kirabi Eliezer, and that assumes like Rabbi Eliezer that even the shchiv merah needs to do a real regular maisa kinyan. So this guy was a shchiv merah, but he needs a real good maisa kinyan. Va'amila, and others say, no, the case was bari haya. He was a healthy person, and that's why he needed a real Maisa Kinyan, because we're assuming Karabanan. The Rabbanan hold that Divrei Shchiv Merah K'ksuvim K'msurim Dami, that had the fellow been a Shchiv Merah, then with words alone the Kinyan would be Chal. But he wasn't a Shchiv Merah, he was a healthy person. So Shohayilo Metaltan Harbei, and this fellow who needed to do a real Kinyan, that's the point, whatever his matzav was, he needed to do a real Kinyan, he couldn't get away with just words. So Shohayilo Metaltan Harbei, he had a lot of Metaltan, Ubikish Lutim Matana, and he wanted to give it as a Matana. So Amlo said, "Ein lo takana achiyiknei mal gabe karka." Best way to give this metaltlin is to do a kinyan agav the karka. So ma'a. So what did he do? Halach v'lakach base rova. He went and he bought a base rova samach l'Yerushalayim near Yerushalayim. Va'amar, and he said that this shetach that a piece of this land tefach al tefach l'ploni, that one tefach by one tefach will go to ploni. V'imao me'etzon me'achavios. And then he dropped dead. That 100 sheep and 100 barrels are going along with this base, with this tefach al tefach of land. V'kimu chacham mestavarav. And the Chacham said, yeah, okay, the tzon, the chavios, they're all nikna to that person. Ooh, but v'yamrit v'in and tziburim. But if you're going to tell me that it needs to be tziburim, it needs to be all piled in land. Tefach al tefach l'may chazi. How can you pile 100 sheep and 100 barrels in a piece of land that's the size of a tefach al tefach? So it must be from this price. So that it does not need to be tziburim on the land. So says Mar, no. Over here, we wanted to give us a matana, but we're talking about l'dmei, that for the money that 100 sheep and 100 barrels would cost, that's what he was trying to give to them. And that could fit on a tefach by tefach, meaning he wasn't trying to give them actually 100 sheep and 100 barrels. He was trying to give them the money, the value of 100 sheep and 100 barrels in cash. The cash could fit on a tefach by tefach. So the Gemara brings a raya that this dechia is correct. Hachinami mistavra. It's most mistavra that we're talking about money that's worth meyatzon and meyachavios. Disalkadaitach meyatzon meyachavios mamish. Because if you're going to think that we're talking about an actual meyatzon and meyachavios, nikninin alei bechalipin, there is another way. I mean, there's another way to be called the metaltalin. And
and that is by doing a kinyan chalipin. So that's easy enough. And if he would have done so, he wouldn't have needed to be makna the other fellow karka. So it must be that we're assuming that it's cash. Cash is not nikna b'chalipin, because a matbeya is not nikna b'chalipin. It's an important rule. So since it's cash and matbeya is not nikna b'chalipin, chalipin was off the table as an option. So the only option he had to be makna that amount of stuff was with a kinyan karka. So that, with kinyan aga. Well, if it's just the money, just give it to him. Meaning that you just do mashiach on the money. It's easy enough to do the kinyan directly. No, it must be the makal matana wasn't there, so he couldn't do that. Well, hachanami lesa the makal matana. So even to give him anything, the makal matana is not there, so he couldn't give him a sudar either for a kinyan chalipin either. So you could say that that's why he couldn't do a chalipin. But why can't you be mizaka to him through someone else to do the mashicha on it and tell him to be zocha for the makal matana? Lo sam chadaite, because the guy's not going to have smichas das. He's going to assume that maybe the person is going to be moshech lemetaltelin in order to be mezaket for the makabel shamed va'achaluhu. When he takes it, he's going to use it himself. And because of that chashash, there was no one that they could trust. Velamai in lo takana. So what does it mean when they say in lo takana to be makna with a kinyan agav? There are other ways. It could be makna. It's just that he was choshish for himself not to use those other ways. So achi kamar. Yeah, that's what we meant. Lemai dlo sam chadaite. Based on his lack of confidence, in lo takana. Achiyuk namely. Al-Gav Karka, that the only way he was going to be comfortable was by doing a Kinyan Agav, and that's why they utilized a Kinyan Agav. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Tashema with Raya number 4. Everyone have a great day. Have a good Shabbos.